Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. The Environmental Protection Agency is working to replace the Waters of the U.S. rule with a new rule by the end of this year. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says the 2015 rule will soon officially be a thing of the past.
There are two steps that we've taken. One is to ensure that the 2015 rule never springs back into existence. So we've got rulemaking in place to rescind that, and that will be finalized early this year, I would say in the next month or two. And then we've got a substitute rule that's coming, a new definition that's consistent with Justice Scalia, the text of the statute, and the purposes behind the Clean Water Act, recognizing that puddles and dry creek beds and ephemeral drainage ditches aren't waters of the United States.
Earlier this year, the EPA moved to extend the start date of the 2015 rule, a move needed to continue a blockade of the rule following a Supreme Court ruling. A recent Supreme Court decision defined jurisdiction of the rule to federal district courts, not federal appeals courts, where a nationwide hold on WOTUS was placed in 2015. The Supreme Court action nullified the lower court delay, which could have allowed WOTUS to go into effect. A substitute rule will replace the 2015 rule while the EPA crafts a new WOTUS. The substitute rule, Pruitt says, will define what is and what is not considered a federal water.
All this year. I mean, we're going to see the finalization of the rescission of the rule come out earlier. I would expect that probably in the next month or two. And then the proposed replacement will come either contemporaneous to that or shortly thereafter. And then all finalized. The final definition will be finalized by the end of the year.
The previous rule, according to Pruitt, put the EPA in the driver's seat when it comes to regulating land use on public and private lands, including farms. Pruitt expects the new rule to be completed this year.
All this year. I mean, we're going to see the finalization of the rescission of the rule come out earlier. I would expect that probably in the next month or two. And then the proposed replacement will come either contemporaneous to that or shortly thereafter. And then all finalized. The final definition will be finalized by the end of the year.
Again, that's EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told CNBC television that he is hopeful there will be a compromise and a deal reached on the North American Free Trade Agreement. His comments follow those from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who earlier this week said a win-win deal is not only possible, but likely. Lighthizer said he's optimistic that three NAFTA members can get something done in principle in the next little bit. He acknowledged that there is a short window to reach an agreement as Mexico will hold summer elections and the U.S. will hold midterm elections in the fall. Round 8 of the negotiations are scheduled for Washington, D.C. in early April. In the last round of talks, some ag topics advanced, including sanitary and phytosanitary measures. Stick around. Much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead.